Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and online KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. We're joined now by Andy Nemchek, head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, just the one event since we talked last week, you had the duel at Abilene, and that was on Thursday. You followed that one 43-27. Just kind of looking at that duel there, what stood out the most with Abilene there on Thursday night?
Well, we knew going in that they were a very veteran squad, and that we were going to be mismatched at some weight classes, and which we were. And I just want to say that I was so proud of our kids, the way they battled and they hung in there, and you know they ended up beating us by 16. But it was we had six of our kids ended up winning their matches at 132 pounds. Tate Cadle won by a fall at 145. Hunter Prohaska won a tight match, 5-3. At 152, Zane Colson won by a fall. At 160, freshman Brennan Walker won an overtime match, 4-2. At 195, River Paul won a close match, 6-4. And at 220, Creighton Johnson won by a fall. So just all of our matches were hard fought, and our kids never gave up. They hung in there and battled with, like I said, a veteran Abilene squad, and just really pleased the way our kids showed what they could do at that duel.
And we're talking with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. We'll take a quick time out here when we come back. One more duel coming up here before the break, and then we'll discuss what happens over the break with the Trojan Wrestling Team here in our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
Back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Still with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, at Ellsworth, a fellow NCAA school, coming up in a duel on Tuesday night. What do the Bearcats bring to the table this year, and what do you expect to see there?
Well, I think their numbers are better. I think they have around 15 kids on their roster, so hopefully we're going to match up and match up well so that our kids and their kids can get some matches, and we're definitely looking forward to it. After that duel, we'll take about a week off before we can get back into the practice room. So it'll be nice for our kids to take a little breather here, and we're hoping for the best at the duel and put this part of the season in the books and be ready for the second part of the season.
What exactly do you do over the break here as far as that's concerned? And probably it's a good chance, I would guess, to get some of those maybe nicks and bruises out of the way and get them rested and healed up. But overall, what do you try to accomplish over a break like this?
Well, over the break, we certainly try to keep our conditioning up and really just work on our fundamentals and try to get ready, because the second half of our season is certainly the biggest part of our season. Of course, every match we're preparing for the final part of our season, which is the region and the state. But that the second half of our season, we have four tournaments in a row, so we pretty much go every Saturday, and our kids need to be ready, and we see great competition every week. And it just keeps getting tougher. So our kids need to be prepared. If they're not ready, it can be a long second half of the season for kids that are not ready. So we just try to get kids ready, get them ready physically and mentally, and their technique as good as we can hone it, and ready to go. So that's what we're looking for over Christmas break, and step on the mat When we come back, it's a really busy time. We come back January 3rd with a duel against Republic County, and then we go January 4th with a JV tournament at Concordia, and January 5th right to the Norton tournament, which is a really, really tough tournament for our kids, and we see some great competition there. So that's what we need to be ready for, and we'll work at things and get those kids ready to go.
Andy Nemchek, head coach of the Bullitt Trojan Wrestling Team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we'll be off for a couple of weeks here, so we wish you Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you again in January, all right?
Okay, thank you. You too.
Our Bullitt Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Bullitt.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday night wrestling locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Nate Brown. Remember, for the latest high school sports news, visit ncksports.com.
And we welcome you back here on our high school wrestling locker room chats on Katy Country 94. Coming up in this second segment for Osborne Wrestling, we'll be joined by Nate Brown, the head coach of the Bulldog Wrestling Team. Osborne was supposed to compete here at the Russell Round Robin, the Lincoln Russell Round Robin in Russell on Friday night, but with just one wrestler going right now, and that's Lance Kaser. He had a family event that he had to be at, so he couldn't make it there to Russell on Friday. So no activities or results to pass along for the Bulldog Wrestling Team from this past week. Again, low number team, but we'll have a chance to talk with Coach Nate Brown about what's coming up over this Christmas and winter break for the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team. And that's coming up after this 30-second timeout here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and KatyCountry94.com.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Rush Art Corporation, SNS Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today.
And again, welcome back here on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We're with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team. Coach, again, no activity here this past week as one of your wrestlers had some family things he had to do there last week, so you weren't able to take anybody to Russell. So now you take the break here and have a little time to get everybody in the room here, get them back ready to go for the second semester. What are some of the things that you focus on here during this time off and getting back into competition in January?
Yeah, just like I say, biggest thing with the group I have right now, it's just we're going through basics and just repeating a lot of the basics, get them down where they feel like tying your shoe type thing, you know, where it just becomes just standard or normal or reactionary, maybe you'll say. So, you know, that's right now with the group I have, that's what we're working on. And a lot of times it doesn't matter, even if we have experienced kids. We've talked about that in the past too, going back to the basics and getting those down. So it's a good time just to focus on that and keep maintaining weight. It's another one. We'll get a 2-pound allowance after Christmas, but, you know, just maintaining weight, which with this group I have, it's not too big a deal. So, other part of that is just enjoy the holidays, you know, enjoy time off there. You know, got a semester in with football, like I say, especially Lance, his football season went really long. So, you know, really haven't had much time to deal with family events and that type of thing. So that's the other part of wrestling. We tell them, you know, take care of family first, and obviously we missed that for last week with Lance, but unfortunately with his grandmother, and it's one of those things we take care of family first, and then wrestling will come in there after school work and things, so it's a good time to, again, just kind of look and see where we're at and start looking and set some goals for next semester, I guess, be the next thing or next part of the season, and where do we want to finish, and we've got a lot of things to just kind of fine-tune and work on as we go.
How much time do you generally, like, actually take off out of the room, like nobody's in there here during the break?
Yeah, well, obviously the state demands, you know, so many days off, so we're off there. And then with the weekends and things, you know, with wrestling, we do spend a lot of Saturdays, so we won't go in there. But, you know, I don't know. I got to talk to the kids, too, and see if they're going to be out of town and that type of thing. So I really, to be honest with you, we haven't really looked at that a lot, but, you know, we'll – we'll get at. It's still a pretty good season, you know, grind after we get back even. So starting the first, I mean, we'll be back, you know, maybe not January 1st, but January 2nd for sure, be back in the room and go, and we'll get a tournament that weekend, and it'll just happen, and we'll keep improving, and things will go well, I'm sure, and we'll just keep plugging away, as they say, and get on with the season.
Nate Brown, the coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time. Have a good break. We'll talk to you again in 2019, all right?
Sounds good. Have a Merry Christmas.
All right, you too, Nate.
Don't forget to nominate your favorite player for the Athlete of the Week, sponsored by Cunningham Telephone and Cable and NCKSSports.com. To learn how you can nominate your favorite athlete for our Athlete of the Week award, go to www.nckssports.com. You can nominate an athlete from any high school sport. We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and their head coach, Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmond Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you each week by Landmark Implement and Smith Center, and by Nutrien Ag Solutions of Beloit.
And welcome back in the locker room chats here on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Brock Hutchison joining us, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond wrestling team. Coach, you got a lot of mat time in this weekend. You had 7 duels up there at the Grand Island, Nebraska Flatwater Fracas, and you picked up a win against Waverly, Nebraska, but went up against some really good competition all the way through. Just overall, how do you feel about the way the kids wrestled, and how important was it to get that mat time this weekend?
Well, you can definitely tell we're getting better. You know, on the mat, we're lasting a little bit longer than what we normally did. But as far as the competition, it was probably top to bottom about as good as it has been there for a couple years here now. So we're like I said the other day, we're still just awfully green. But I think most of our guys understand what it takes, and we'll just keep grinding and getting better.
I had Colton Shoemaker from the records I saw at 6-1. Jaden Atwood, Ethan Peterson, and Brel Spiesel went 5-2. Aaron Moss 4-3. Those are some of your veteran wrestlers there, and it looks like they're having a good start to the season. What can you say about those kids?
Yeah, those guys all competed well. I thought Brel really should have been 7-0. He was ahead in both those matches. Just his tank got cleared, and he just didn't have enough to finish. Either one of those matches, I think later on in the year, you know, if we have those again, which we won't be able to redeem himself on those. But, still just be in better shape and just I think we'll pick up those wins. And then Colton Shoemaker actually had that kid from Manhattan on his back, and I really thought we had the fall, and we didn't end up getting it, and then he ran out of juice towards the end of the match as well. But, that's shape-wise things that we can get better at.
And we're talking with Brock Hutchison, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here in the locker room chats. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll go over what happens over this break here, a much-needed break for the Smith Center wrestlers here on Katy Country 94 in our locker room chats.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Your jobs are piling up faster than the leaves and snow. So how are you going to take on what Mother Nature throws at you? On a John Deere 1 Family or 3E Series tractor from Landmark Implement, that's how. With quick hitch capabilities, you can add rear or front blade, a snow blower, and a bundle of other attachments. Work better, faster, and more comfortably this year on a John Deere tractor. Come by your local dealership and see why nothing runs like a deer. Visit LandmarkImp.com to see our complete inventory, or visit your local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
And back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, kittycountry94.com, still with Brock Hutchison, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Coach, you now have a break, as you'll have some practices, I'm guessing, this week, but I'm guessing for you it's a good time to actually get a little bit of a rest for your kids after going deep into football and having to turn right back around with wrestling. What are your thoughts on what you hope to get accomplished over that break as far as that's concerned, maybe healing people up?
Yeah, I think it's very, very important that kids rest, and we're going to give them some rest time. We will go ahead and practice, we'll practice pretty hard here for 4 or 5 more days. I haven't decided what we're going to do Friday yet or not, but, then they just need to go spend time with their family and,
and have a great Christmas and a great Christmas break. And then we'll come back and, you know, after, I don't know, maybe, I really haven't even set the times yet, but probably come back, I don't know, like the 30th, 31st probably, and then ramp it back up. But we got to do on the 5th, so we got to be ready for that.
You got Blue Valley and then the Norton tournament before we'll talk next. As you look kind of ahead to that, what are you expecting in those two events there the first part of January?
Well, Blue Valley is, you know, big school there, and they've got a lot of kids out. It's Cal Mann, who's the son of Greg Mann, so the wrestling history goes dates way back there, and he's just a good coach, and he's a good leader for that team, and I think they're a lot better this year than they were last year even. They got some ranked wrestlers, and we'll just have to be ready to go.
Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in the locker room. Chats, Coach, thanks again for the time, and hope you have a good Christmas break here, and we'll talk to you again in January, right?
Absolutely. You guys enjoy your break, or I guess you don't get much of a break, do you?
Well, we try anyway.
Yeah, enjoy your Christmas anyway.
Thanks, Coach.
You bet. Thank you.
Our Smith Center locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Smith Center and Nutrient Ag Solutions of Beloit.
Your jobs are piling up faster than the leaves and snow. So how are you going to take on what Mother Nature throws at you? On a John Deere 1 Family or 3E Series tractor from Landmark Implement, that's how. With quick hitch capabilities, you can add rear or front blade, a snow blower, and a bundle of other attachments. Work better, faster, and more comfortably this year on a John Deere tractor. Come by your local dealership and see why nothing runs like a deer. Visit LandmarkImp.com to see our complete inventory, or visit your local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting Fertilizer BioCatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
We wrap up our weekly wrestling locker room chats with Lincoln Leopard Wrestling head coach Tommy Knapp. The Leopard Wrestling Locker Room Chat is sponsored by NCKSSports.com.
Welcome back to the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, KatyCountry94.com. Tommy Knapp joining us now, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard Wrestling Team. Coach, you competed out at the Lincoln Russell Round. Robin Russell was the host this year for that on Friday. You get a first-place finish for Chance Bath at 138, a couple third-place finishes for Gabe Finn and Trey Barrientes, and some other good finishes for your squad there on Friday. How do you feel about the way the kids wrestled there in Russell?
Honestly, I thought the kids did very well for the most part. Once again, they're getting better, and that's the main thing I'm looking for in before Christmas, is that they continue to improve every competition.
Just kind of specifically about Chance, he's won two tournaments in a row now. What are some of the things you're seeing? I know he wasn't out last year and came back out this year. What are some of the things you're seeing from him here early in the season and the improvements that he's making?
Okay, so he's gotten first in all three tournaments we've wrestled in. And the big thing that like I've seen, so essentially every single week he's shown improvement. And the big thing this week is I wanted to be working on new offensive moves in neutral, because essentially he's very one-dimensional, and he's definitely adding new offense to the neutral position, which was our focus this week for him. And he did a really, really good job of showing some things he hasn't done before, and we'll hopefully build on that going forward.
Overall, there on Friday at Russell, what do you feel? How do you feel about the competition that you saw there, and how did that help you advance as well?
Honestly, I thought the competition was pretty good. I would say it was reasonably similar to Ellis as far as quality of wrestlers, and I think it was a good opportunity for a lot of the kids to see some teams we hadn't seen before, and we like mixing it up as far as the teams we see, and so we got to see a bunch of new schools, and that was good for us.
And we're talking with Tommy Knapp, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard Wrestling Team. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll go over what happens over the break here and what the teams will work on here, and we'll talk about that after the timeout here on Katy Country 94 on our Locker Room Chats.
Don't forget to nominate your favorite player for the Athlete of the Week, sponsored by Cunningham Telephone and Cable and NCKSSports.com. To learn how you can nominate your favorite athlete for our Athlete of the Week award, go to www.nckssports.com. You can nominate an athlete from any high school sport.
And back in the locker room chats here on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Tommy Knapp still with us, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard wrestling team. Coach, again, the round robin there in Russell on Friday was your last competition before you hit the break here. What are some of the things that you'll focus on here, and how much time do the kids get off before you get back in the room and those kind of things over this break here?
So essentially this next week, Monday through Friday, we're planning on having regular practices, and it'll be reasonably standard week or whatever, and we'll be able to add in a lot of new stuff that we haven't gotten to yet. We try and take it nice and slow in the practice room, learning things slowly and well rather than kind of rushing through things. So we like to take our time, and so we'll be able to add in a lot more things that we haven't gotten to yet, which I'm looking forward to that. As well as I kind of want it to essentially be fun. I want the kids to be enjoying practice for the most part. It won't always be easy, but it doesn't have to be a grind all the time. So I'm kind of hoping the next few weeks will be not very grindy, reasonably enjoyable for the most part, so that they come back in January and nice and fresh and ready to go.
This is a good time, too, to kind of heal up if you got any bumps and bruises, too, right?
Yes, definitely. For the most part, we're doing pretty good. Marshall has a little bit of knee issues, our 152-pounder. But for the most part, other than that, I think everybody's doing pretty dang good as far as health is concerned. But it will be a good chance for him to heal up. And everybody else also just kind of rest up. Even if you're not hurt, it's good to essentially not have to be going every week really hard or whatever. So it'll be a good recovery time for them as well.
Tommy Knapp, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard wrestling team here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and best of luck here over the break. We'll talk to you again in January, right?
Okay.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Rush Art Corporation, S&S Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out nckssports.com today. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats right here on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Lincoln.